In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is risen. All of us at some point in our life face the plan for some event. And there are some events that are certainly more significant than others and take great amounts of time and energy and planning, preparation in order to bring them about. And sometimes as we approach such events in our life, we approach them with the destination in mind, recognizing we just want to get through this. This is a responsibility. I have to do this, and I want to get to the other side. I think many of us recognize that was our experience last May when we hosted a Parish Life Conference and felt this overwhelming sense of work and burden. And in a sense, we wanted to just get through it, get to the other side, and then there's just great relief once it's over because the work is now done. But there are other events in life where we prepare and we work toward and we come to that place where we experience that event and we don't want it to end. It's a pleasurable time for us. It's something that we don't want to be over. And when it is quickly over, we are disappointed that it has passed us by. And in a sense, Pascha can be like that for us. After all, we spend all this amount of time of great Lent preparing for this eventual feast. Holy Week becomes intensified as the services increase. Then Pascha comes, it's beautiful, and it's quickly over. And if we're not careful in keeping our mind in the right framework and doing what we need to do, it can lead us to an emotional letdown of sorts where we find ourselves deflated in the midst of the Paschal season. Yet it doesn't need to be this way. And certainly we must recognize Pascha is not supposed to be an emotional experience per se, but it does have emotion involved. But in fact, as we prepare for during all that time of Great Lent for the coming of Pascha, when it finally does come, we are to continue in the joyful experience of Pascha. That is what these 40 days of this season of Pascha is all about. We are to do just that. As Great Lent was a season of preparation and repentance, so it is that the Paschal season is to be a season of joyful thanksgiving. But it's not a given that it's always that for us. There's a responsibility on our part to walk in that experience of resurrection life and joy. We have to take the steps to do what it is required of us to experience that joyful resurrection of Christ in our life on a daily basis and to continue in that joy of the resurrection. This morning we hear the gospel text from the Gospel of John telling us the story of the paralytic and how he is healed by the gate at the sheep's pool. And we are, as we read this text, we are reminded of a type of baptism. Certainly many fathers of the church have taught and preached such over the ages. St. John Chrysostom, St. Gregory the Theologian, St. Ambrose, and many, many others have taken the opportunity to illustrate how this is an image of the baptismal font. And so today we cannot come to this passage without acknowledging this reality, that there is an image of baptism in this gospel text today. Just think about it. The paralytic lays beside the pool. And so it is, and he's helpless, that he can do nothing about his condition. He can't even get himself into the pool to receive healing. And so it is that every human soul ultimately lies paralyzed in sin, unable to do anything about our sinful condition. The angel descended to trouble the waters, and thus there was the sign that it was time for somebody to be healed. And so it is in the baptismal service. What happens? We pray that the Holy Spirit descends into the font, into the waters of baptism, to sanctify those waters. And as an individual descends into the pool, into the sheep gate pool, they would find physical healing. And so it is in the baptismal font that every soul that descends into the font of baptism, in the waters of baptism, finds healing. But every one of the fathers that will draw that allusion, that's how this text is in fact an image of baptism, they will take it a step further. They go on and tell us how baptism is superior to the healing that was experienced in this pool. Because as you read in the text this morning, we recognize that the pool, it healed one individual infrequently. But as we consider baptism, what happens in baptism? Baptism is effectual for every person who partakes of it. Everyone, on each and every occasion when it happens. And whereas the healing of this pool was temporary and merely healed the human body, baptism does a greater miracle. It heals the human soul. It opens to us eternity. It's not just a temporal healing. It's an eternal thing that is taking place in the waters of baptism. And as Christ gave that command to the paralytic to rise, take up your pallet, and walk, so it is that we rise from the waters of baptism, renewed. And that same command that Christ gave to the paralytic in the gospel text today is, in a sense, embedded in our baptism and what we are to do. We are to respond to that same command. After rising from the font of baptism, we too are to walk in the newness of the life that we partake of. We are to walk in that newness of life that we receive from Christ. We are to walk in the experience of Christ's resurrection life. And that is where we find ourselves in this season. We are reminded today, and this is one of the essential reasons this gospel text comes to us today, is to remind us of this reality, that there is a responsibility on our part to walk in the light of resurrection, to walk as a partaking of Christ's resurrection. The journey of Great Lent leads us to Christ's crucifixion and resurrection. It's a yearly reminder of the gospel. And when we make this journey, we return to the reality of Christ's saving work. And in a sense, we're supposed to make it personal. We're supposed to reflect upon Christ's saving work and what it has to do with me. And we're supposed to reflect on how it all comes to bear in our life, how it becomes a reality in our life through the sacrament of baptism, because we all experience baptism and the reality of what takes place in our baptism. So think about it. On Holy Friday, we have the Lamentation service, and we make a procession around the church, and we come back into the church bearing the icon of the burial of Christ. And what happens? The procession stops at the doors back here. The icon is held up high, and each and every one of us walk under that icon. Why do we walk under the icon of Christ's burial? It's because we're reminding ourselves that we have been baptized into Christ, and in our baptism, we were baptized into his death, burial, and resurrection. That in baptism, we died with Christ, and we were buried with Christ. And so as we walk under the icon of his burial, we are reminding ourselves that we too have descended into the tomb with Christ. We're remembering that and identifying once again in those moments, making it real, reminding ourselves what happened in our baptism. Likewise, that theme continues into the next day on Holy Saturday morning. Holy Saturday morning, the whole theme of the service is surrounded with this idea of baptism. There's hymns that allude to baptism and the reality of baptism. The scriptures are about baptism. The epistle text is taken from the Apostle Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 6, where it's that great explanation of what really happens in our baptism. And certainly from the Old Testament readings, the allusions are there to baptism in Jonah and the whale. And it's intentional, because as Jonah descended into the belly of whale, so Christ descends into the belly of the earth, and so we descend into the waters of baptism, and that allusion is there and intentional. And so these things are to remind us of that reality that took place in our own baptism. It's to reaffirm the truths of our baptism, the commitments of our baptism, because through baptism we are ultimately mystically united in his burial and in his resurrection. With Christ, and we're crucified with Christ, and we descended the tomb with Christ, and we're buried with Christ. And thus we die to that old way of life. We die to sin. But that's not all, because we also rise with Christ. We're identified as we rise from the waters of baptism. We're identified with Christ's resurrection. And as Christ was raised, so we too are raised in a newness of life. So that journey of Great Lent, of Holy Week, and of Pascha is to illustrate these truths, to bring home these truths and make them real to us, to remind us of this, to reaffirm these truths, and to once again call us to live in the experience of these truths. Today's gospel text, in a sense, is reminding us where we've been and where we need to be. It's reminding us of the journey and that reality that we need to live in, remembering who we are in Christ and what has happened and what the steps are that are ahead of us now as a result of what has happened to us. And so, once again, we have to come to that command of Christ to the paralytic. He commands him to take up his pallet and to walk. And so it is today we have the opportunity to respond to that same command as though it's a command to us. We are to take it to heart. We likewise are to rise up and to take the steps of walking in the newness of life in Christ. We are in this joyous season of the resurrection, and we are to walk in the light of resurrection. We have a responsibility to take those steps, to remain in the light of Christ's resurrection, not to walk in darkness, but to walk in the light of Christ's resurrection. As Christ raised the paralytic, giving him commands to follow, so it is that we likewise must follow through. We have the responsibility to even roll up that so-called pallet. It was a physical thing for the paralytic, but for us, it's simply rolling up the old way of life, the old way of doing things, to put that on our shoulder and carry it away and walk away from that experience of our old way and our old life and take the steps of new life in Christ, taking the steps into the light of Christ's resurrection. The pallet used to carry the paralytic wherever he needed to go. But Christ commanded him to carry away the very thing that once carried him. And think about that for just a moment, how Christ commands him to take the very thing that once took him. So it is in our lives, we are to reflect upon this and recognize that in our immaturity, it is often the case that others carry us along in life. But Christ never calls us to remain in immaturity, does he? He's always beckoning us, calling us to maturity, to that place where we grow up, and we become adults. And so it is that in a similar manner, we are not to be carried by others throughout our life. It might be appropriate in our immaturity to be carried by others, but we are to take the steps of new life towards maturity. And in that place, we are to take the burdens of others. Instead of being a burden to others, we are to become a burden bearer in a sense. And as the Apostle Paul says, to share one another's burdens. We are to take that place in our own lives and to take the burdens of others rather than being a burden. Instead of being carried, we are to carry others who need the experience of help in those moments. Christ is risen from the dead and has trampled down sin and death. And through baptism, we identified with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. We too experience that triumph of Christ because we're identified with Christ in those moments of his triumph. The resurrection life is before us. We have partaken of the light of resurrection through the experience of Pascha, through the experience of our baptism. And now we are raised up in that newness of life. Being restored to life, we now have to walk in that life, in that light. We are to walk in the reality of Christ's resurrection. Christ has raised us up from our former state of paralysis. As he raised the paralytic, so he has raised our paralyzed souls. He has filled us with resurrection life. And now we must rise up. We must take our pallet and we must take the steps and walk. So let us take the opportunity to do that. Let us not let this season pass us by without responding to Christ's call to rise and walk. Let us take the steps of new life in Christ. Let us partake of his resurrection life. Let us no longer be a burden to others, but rather become a bearer of the burdens of others. Today, let us rise up. Let us take our pallet and let us walk in the glorious light of Christ's resurrection. Christ is risen.